Today is Wednesday, the 10th of December, in the second week of Advent. The monks of Ploscoden Abbey sing Laetur cor quarentium. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and be strengthened. Seek his face always. Entering into prayer today, pause to recognize that you too are seeking the Lord, seeking his face, looking for the signs of his presence in your life, gently guiding you in truth and peace and love. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Today's passage begins the second part of Isaiah, sometimes called the Book of Consolation. It offers the Advent message of comfort and encouragement and a promise of salvation. Is this a message you need to hear today? To whom then will you compare me? How often do we reflect on the mystery of God's power and care? Or are the priorities of the day a constant distraction? The Lord invites us to look up, to see the stars in the heavens, the stars the Lord has named and set in place. There is always a moment of awe connected with the bright placing of the constellations. Do you take time to lift your eyes from the everyday to the glory of the stars and the world around you? Even youths will faint and be weary. As we approach the end of the year, take a moment to recognize where you need renewal, physically, emotionally, spiritually. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. As you listen to the passage again, consider how you might practice hope in your everyday life.
To whom then will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
They shall mount up with wings like eagles. I don't have to do it all myself. I am lifted by the Lord. In these final moments of prayer, respond to the Lord, letting God know what you want or need today. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.